Hello, everybody, and welcome to OSCE Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and, you know, like we mentioned earlier this week, it's a little bit of a slow week for Illini sports.
Yeah, we're off dual time. There's no basketball to talk about, unfortunately, until Monday, and we'll talk a little bit about the Hawaii game on Saturday. But Illini football's off as well. I know players have been getting their rest this week, which is nice to see, and hopefully they'll come out strong against Iowa. You think this bye week came at the right time, in my opinion.
Well, totally.
You just barely beat Michigan State. Let's get some rest and try and take down Iowa.
And the good thing is, too, you can fully celebrate the Michigan State win for everything that it was, which is clinching the first bowl appearance in a while. But you also get a chance to rest up injury-wise. I think it was announced Ricky Smalling is going to be out the year. He had a knee surgery. But the Illini could still get Trayvon Sidney back on the offensive side. And then they're waiting returns from Jake Hansen, potentially, Wole Batiku, as well as Jamal Woods, who also got hurt on Saturday. So resting, recuperate, and preparing for this Iowa game, I think you're right. This came at a really good time.
Yeah, and we'll see what Lovey says. Last time they had a bye, you know, he said it came at the worst possible time. But, you know, I think this time they're lucky. And honestly, really, I think they're lucky to have their bye where it came, because since that bye game, they've been significantly better.
Yeah, I think it was after the Nebraska game, right?
Yeah.
And then they went bye week, a bad first half against Michigan, and then since then they've looked like a contending team in the Big Ten. Really good second half against Michigan, and then obviously the four straight wins over Wisconsin, Purdue, Rutgers, and now Michigan State. Early predictions, do you think they keep it going against Iowa?
Yeah, I don't want to get into a score prediction, but I think
it's
going to be a closer game. I hope we see a lot of like classic Big Ten football, a lot of punting, and a lot of runs.
Yeah,
not throwing the ball quite as much.
We've been talking about how Illinois usually relies on the run game, but the last few weeks it's been more, how can Brandon Peters help us win, and what can the defense do to get us there? I want to see them get back to that run game, maybe find a little bit more balance, but, you know, like we said, don't want to get too much into it because there's still a while to wait before that game happens. Iowa, I believe, plays this week, as well as a bunch of other rivalry games in the Big Ten. I know Michigan State plays Michigan. So a lot can shake out. Our power rankings might change a little bit before we even predict this game. So with that being said, no Illini basketball to talk about. So instead, we're going to talk to the voice of both Illini football and basketball, Brian Barnhart, and that's coming up next. And now on OSCE Talk, we welcome the voice of Illini football and basketball, Brian Barnhart. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Good to be on.
So has there ever been a time in recent Illinois history where both the football and basketball team had this type of positive vibes around them?
Well, it's been a while, extended anyway. You know, I think the basketball team, you know, for many years, both basketball and football, you go back to 07, you know, it was right after the Final Four in 05, the Rose Bowl year. You still even had 2009, 2010. You still had a lot of, you were some bowl games, so the football team still had some optimism. But, yeah, in the last few years, it's been a little bit of tough sledding if you're an Illini fan on those two sports. When you haven't been to the NCAA tournament in 5 or 6 years and haven't been to a bowl in 5 years. So it's been at least that long, and it's pretty fun to see.
Yeah, we're going to talk about both football and basketball today, but I think we get started with the football team. They're going to a bowl game. How does that sound?
Well, it sounds great. And, you know, it's one of those things you don't want to take for granted as a fan because, you know, we had a string of them. If you know, older fans remember, you know, the early 90s, there was a string of 4 or 5 of those in a row where you went to bowl games. And then they've become a little more rare since. So you want to treasure everyone you've got. And, I mean, it sounds awesome. And it's also a possibility that with a win or two more that, you know, now you're talking not just a bowl, but a bowl in a warmer climate with a bigger name on it. So that's pretty cool to think about.
So the Illini football team is 6-4 on a 4-game winning streak. How would you kind of recap the season so far?
Well, I think the Michigan State game was kind of a microcosm of the the whole season. I mean, I think they were down early, even though they'd won a couple of games early, and then they you know, the low point was losing to Eastern Michigan at home, and then you had a 2-touchdown lead on a struggling Nebraska team and didn't finish them off, and some missed opportunities, and then, you know, against Michigan, you get down 28-0, and then they rally and they make it a game, and you know, then they didn't quite finish it, and so that was kind of a harbinger of things to come, that this team could compete with good football teams, and eventually the Wisconsin game unfolded, and the path to victory seemed pretty narrow, but they were able to find it, and as it turned out, they won that game on the last second kick, and then of course have carried the momentum ever since. And the Michigan State game, I thought last week, kind of was a microcosm of the whole season. A tough start, and then a rally, and then finally a finish, and now you've got a winning streak.
And when you look back on this season, do you think your mind is going to go to the upset of Wisconsin first, or the comeback to clinch a bowl against Michigan State?
Oh, I don't know. It's always, when you get into memory, you know, the latest thing that happened always sticks out. But that Wisconsin game was pretty special because it was totally unexpected. I don't even the most optimistic fan going into the stadium that day was thinking that, you know, this is going to be anything but a loss is going to happen, and you're just not going to win the game, and they did, you know, and it was the reaction in the stadium was, as McCord was lining up for that field goal, was, oh my gosh, we might actually win this game. So that was kind of an unforgettable feeling. But I, you know, the biggest comeback in school history, was pretty impressive on the road against a team that had dominated you so thoroughly in the first half, that those are pretty memorable. I'd probably go 1 Wisconsin, 1A Michigan State.
And where would those games rank all time for you announcing Illini sports?
Oh, I think they're probably in the top 10, I would think. I mean, I think the Arizona game in 05 is still one that probably it'll be hard to knock that one out because of what was at stake and the undefeated season all that year and being number one most of the year and all the media attention that team had. So that would probably still be number one. I'd say the win at Ohio State that eventually sent the Illini to a Rose Bowl, you know, that's pretty big. But I don't know. There's been a handful of those. Those would have to be the two this year, I would think, would be in the top 10 pretty easily.
And when we talked earlier this football season, you talked how they're going to lean on the run game pretty heavily, and a lot of the question marks are going to have to be answered by the defense. Man, have they stepped up to the challenge this year.
Yeah, they have. The running game has been really, really good. You know, they didn't get a lot of yards against Michigan State, but Dre Brown has been big this year with his runs. Reggie Corbin, of course, those two guys combined right about 1,000 yards. You know, Brandon Peters has had games where he hasn't had to win with his arm, but in other games he has. And he certainly has done that. On the defense, you talk about the depth, you know, guys like Milan and Kenyon Jackson and Isaiah Gay and Calvin Avery and, you know, filling in for guys like Batiku and others, Woods, that have been in and out of the lineup. It's been pretty satisfying to see that depth finally come through, especially on the defensive line. And the secondary's been pretty set also with the guys I think that they have now in the right places.
And it's also seemed like they've really adopted Lovey's kind of forcing fumbles technique. They've been tops in the country at it.
Oh, it's not even close. I mean, yeah, that people that remember when Coach Smith was with the Bears, that's how they won a lot of games, with the defense, turnovers, special teams, and solid running game. And he's kind of built that model. And, yeah, they have the football on the wall of the meeting room every day that they come out, that they have to try to knock the football off the wall. And, I mean, that kind of every day with every guy on the defense, that is really paying dividends this year.
Have you seen any Illini team built like this one before?
I don't think so. Not like this. You know, they've had teams that have been outstanding offensively and okay defensively. You know, that was kind of the methodology, if you will, of the Rose Bowl team and the Sugar Bowl team from the last couple of decades. Some of the teams that John Makovic had could be pretty stingy on defense with Lou Tepper leading the way on the coaching staff there, and one with a, you know, kind of a pro style offense. But yeah, I mean, it's this one's been constructed a little differently than some of the other ones.
And it seems to me that the foundation is kind of set in place to make this a team that can contend for multiple years in a row.
Well, you hope so. You know, it's been a slow process to get to this point, and you know, these guys next year, all most of them will be seniors, so you gotta build on the success. So that's why I think the recruiting coming into play this past week with the bye week was probably a good time to. You've had a lot of success. You're getting a lot of national attention. Now you can take advantage of it by going on the road and hitting the recruiting trail rather than prepping for another game. So that probably worked out really well. But, yeah, they got to build on it. But it's been a slow process. But I think if you do it right, it can last a while.
I agree. And the football team isn't the only one with a lot of expectations. The basketball team has pretty big expectations heading into this year. They're 2-1 so far this season. How would you analyze their start?
Well, I think they won the two games that they should win, and they probably lost the game they were going to lose. I mean, Arizona's dynamite. I mean, and they just don't lose games down in Tucson. So you knew that was going to be a long, difficult shot there to try to win that game, and yet they were down one at half and down one early in the second half. But there's a lot of pieces there that Brad Underwood has, I think, to work with. That I think are going to be, once they get everything clicking together, you know, the Georgie-Kofi combination, the Felice and his consistent play, and, you know, Io getting his shot back, and you can bring guys like Griffin off the bench or Demonte Williams for offense or for defense, whatever you need. So I've always thought that you've got to have, and I've been told by coaches, you got to have guys on your team that can score at three levels, out top, in the mid-range, and down low. And if you're really going to compete at a high level, you got to have multiple guys that can do that and moving parts to make that work. And it's all kind of still a work in progress, as it is for most teams this time of year. I mean, look at Kentucky the other night. If you play Evansville at home in February, they probably win that game pretty easy. But, you know, in November, funny things happen.
Yeah, without a doubt, Kentucky was upset by Evansville. That was actually the team Illinois opened their season against last year in the exhibition game. But I want to ask, for someone that sees the team so up close and personal, how did they look in Arizona? Was it a team that looked overmatched, or were they hanging tight?
Oh, I think it was more a case of, you know, they were hanging tight, but, you know, Mannion, the guard for Arizona, is the top guard in the country coming out of high school, and he's probably going to be a lottery pick next year. I mean, he just looked the part, and that was the first team that Illinois saw that had some real length. I mean, they had Jeter, and they had other guys that were 6'10 and long and athletic, and so that was the first time I thought Kofi looked somewhat uncomfortable. But I thought, you know, you just ran into a really, really good team on their court early in the year, and I think of the last 104 games, they've won 96 of them at the McHale Center. So it's how many teams go in there and get a win regardless. I wouldn't make a whole lot out of that. I'd just say you ran into a better team early in the year. But I think that, again, this team will come together pretty well here. I think the next couple of weeks are important. They've got some games at home they can win, Hawaii and the Citadel and Hampton. And I think Lindenwood's in there somewhere. And then you get ready for the game against Miami, and then you go to Maryland. So these next couple of weeks are kind of important, I think, for the development.
Yeah, I remember last year the whole story was they never really got into their groove at home because they played on the road so much early in the season. Illinois now has a 5-game homestand that they can kind of build a little bit on. What are your expectations for Illinois?
Oh, they're pretty high. I mean, this should be a tournament team. Where they wind up getting seeded, how high they finish in the Big Ten, of course, remains to be determined. But I like their parts. I've seen a lot of Illinois teams over the year, and this one has the potential to be, you know, I think really, really special. I think over time, as they figure this out, I love the different ways they can score, the different punches and counter punches offensively and defensively speaking they can use. So I think once they get it all kind of pieced together, it's like a jigsaw puzzle early. Once you figure that out, I think they could go on a nice run here during the course of the year. You know, are we talking Final Four? I don't think so. But, I mean, is it a team that can compete for a Big Ten title or be in that upper division and be a higher seed, you know, a single-digit seed I think so, yeah.
I certainly agree, and early on in the season, Kofi Coburn has really been the story, turning heads, just a huge talent, really good offensively, getting rebounds and putting him back in. He's got had a double-double in, I believe, two of his first three. What have you seen from him thus far?
Well, for one thing, I think most people that have seen, they know how big he is, 7'2", 290. But what they haven't seen maybe is in practice when they do the end-to-end running drills where they all have to go from one end of the court to the other twice in about 22 seconds, he's the guy that's in first place. He's leading the way. So it's not like he's some, you know, 300-pound big guy that can't move. I mean, he's fast. He's chiseled. You know, he's the quickest guy on the team up and down the floor. I mean, he's going to learn, you know, that longer, bigger bodies in the Big Ten are going to pound on him. It's not high school anymore. But certainly, I love what I've seen so far. I think he's further along now than Myers Leonard certainly was during his first year. And, of course, Myers wound up a NBA draft pick and is still playing.
And by the time that March rolls around, where do you see this Illini team?
Well, I see him in the tournament. I mean, I don't see why they won't, unless, you know, injuries are always a factor, or, you know, something else happens along the way that the schedule, who you play, when you play them is huge. You get the NCAA tournament, it's all about matchups. So it's hard to predict how far they will go. But I think it certainly is a tournament team without question. And it's just a matter of, again, how those pieces come together by March. So I see them in a pretty good spot come March.
And do you think when we look back at 2019 as a whole in the grand scheme of things, it'd be a pretty big year in Illinois athletics in terms of the football team and basketball team almost simultaneously getting back on track?
I think so. I think when we look back on it, now, of course, you know, the football team needs to finish with a couple of wins, or at least one win in the next two, and win a bowl game. I think if you can win out, win the next two, win that bowl game, then you've got some serious momentum. Basketball, get to a tournament, win a game or two in the tournament. I think, you know, 2019 could be that year when you look back and you say, okay, here's what was kind of envisioned when, you know, Josh Whitman came in, a football team with an identity and a basketball team with an identity, the way they play, and then winning at a high level. And you know, as I said, it takes a while to do it, but I think they're on their way.
All right, Brian, that's just about all the time we have. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Hey, very good, Anthony. Thank you.
Back to you, Patrick.
Thanks, Brian, for coming on the podcast. We always appreciate it. A lot of great insight there. You know, he's a guy who really has been the voice of Illini forever. I know when I was growing up listening to radio broadcasts, because we'd be on road trips and stuff, listening to his voice. So it's always fun to, you know, get an interview with him.
Yeah, and it's cool, too, to kind of hear the voice of Illini Sports and bring it into our podcast. But I'm also really happy for him that he gets to announce, because I know in broadcast there's supposed to be some type of unbiasedness that you broadcast with, but when you're with the same team for so long, you're rooting for that team to win. So I'm really happy for Brian and for Illinois athletics as a whole that both Illinois football and basketball are on a pretty positive note right now, and as a result, I think it's been reported that Josh Whitman got a raise.
Yeah, that came out today, and obviously you know that you knew that was coming after the success of football, and now it looks like basketball is going to have a successful season. You know, he made great hires. Really can't complain. He's on the Illini. You knew that he was going to be the right guy. Deserves a raise, and good for him.
Yeah, he deserves every penny of it, and I hope the success for Illinois continues, both football, basketball, and around the rest of the sports, whether it's volleyball, golf, or whatever else. But that'll just about do it for this edition of the podcast. We'll talk to you guys again Monday. But for now, ILL.
I and I.